This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, what's the easiest way to find out what channel the game's on? Sports on What? Subscribe to the Sports on What app and quickly find the channel for every provider. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Download today.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
KISW, along with the Washington State Council firefighters, teaming up once again for Coats for Kids.
Yep.
As we try to get as many brand new American-made coats on Pacific Northwest kids who need it. The goal, 2,500 coats.
Mm-hmm.
We can definitely do that. Donate now at KISW.com. There are like 300,000 kids in the Pacific Northwest who live in poverty. So a warm coat this time of year, that means a lot. We're asking for your help. So if you've got $20, even $5, whatever you can do.
Yeah, whatever.
Just go to KISW.com and hook us up on that. All right, the game is a big dummy, 206-803 Rock Steve, who is our next contestant, ready to play the big game.
Hello, Spencer. Welcome to the men's room.
Big dummy!
Hola!
Hola! Spencer, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
Sober Spencer. Okay. Spencer, one side only. Mashed potatoes, sweet potatoes, stuffing, or green bean casserole?
We're going to go mashed potatoes.
Mashed potatoes. I think that would be my pick for sure. I love mashed potatoes.
I'm going to go stuffing. Because you're giving me the turkey, you're giving me the roll, and you gave us gravy.
I don't know why I have mashed potatoes more through the year than any other of the sides that are offered.
Absolutely.
So I don't know why I don't pick stuffing.
Right. That's why I'm going with stuffing, is I feel like mashed potatoes show up a lot more often.
You can go to a restaurant, they'll offer you mashed potatoes. Mm-hmm. They never offer you stuffing unless it's Thanksgiving-specific menu. Yeah. If they did offer stuffing, I would take it, though.
Or it's on a sandwich.
At a restaurant?
Well, Valhalla Sandwiches has a Thanksgiving sandwich that is phenomenal.
They have good sandwiches.
Yeah.
I've not been disappointed there. All right, Spencer, here is your question. What is the world's largest rodent? The world's largest rodent.
Capybara?
Yep. One and done.
One and done. A big brain. That's also...
How big are they?
Probably the size of like a small or mid-sized dog.
They're not in North America, right?
They're South America.
South America.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have a marmot, I guess, which is the closest thing?
Probably.
Okay.
And by the way, it's one of my daughter's two favorite animals on Earth, the capybara and also the tapir.
What happened to the puffin?
The puffin? That's a bird.
I thought she was into puffins for a while.
She may have been into puffins, man, but there's no puffin love in the house right now. Tapirs and capybara.
Screw puffins.
All right, Spencer, wow. Before we let you go, let's give you a true or false question. True or false, the official name for people living in Indiana is Indianians.
True?
Nope.
False. They're Hoosiers.
They're Hoosiers.
Oh, no way.
That is actually the official. They're not Indianians.
I think one of the only states that kind of does that.
I think they might be the only state where it does that. Does anyone know what a Hoosier is?
Somebody from Indiana.
Yes, that is exactly what it is.
I'm sure I'll look it up. There's got to be a historic thing with it.
Yeah, I have no idea.
All right, what's their mascot?
The Hoosiers?
Yeah.
At University of Indiana. Man, what is it?
Is it just a dude from Indiana? You know?
I mean, they're famous, right? It's Assembly Hall. They're famous for those uniforms. Man, I'm good with mascots. I don't know.
They might not have one. Because if it just means someone from Indiana, then technically 80% of the people in their stands are the mascots.
Just whoever it is.
So what?
Different dude every game.
What AI can kind of overview determine there is, as far as cabin dwellers go, the term may have come from the greeting "Hoosier."
So we're just stuck with it.
We're Hoosiers.
Like mayonnaise.
Right.
Hello, Frank. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola. Frank, sober or not sober?
Totally sober, Miles.
All right, Frank, welcome to Big Dummy.
I mean, he's right. It's like a native or inhabitant of Indiana.
Okay. Frank, on one side only, mashed potatoes, sweet potato stuffing, or green bean casserole?
Let's go sweet potatoes.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, my man.
Yeah, man, into it. Before we get started, too, just really quick, Ted Thrill, want to thank you guys again for a couple months ago allowing my band Fishy Mushroom to interview you guys up at the Loud and Local Fest.
Oh, yeah, man.
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah, you guys were awesome, dude.
We hope you guys did, too. And if you guys are ever in the Tacoma area, this goes for Mike and Miles, too. On a Saturday afternoon, you want to come down and be part of our podcast, hit us up.
Okay. I'm normally down there on the weekends, man.
Cool. Let's find something up. Come down and drink with us.
Yeah, I'm saying, actually, I can say that they're cool guys, man. It was a fun interview, man. You guys are solid people, man, for real.
I will say it's kind of ironic because it's been cold and stormy. It was hot up there.
It was really hot up there.
It was.
All right. Here is your question, Frank. If all of the planets were placed in a giant bowl of water, your first thought would be, who made that big-ass bowl of water? But what would be the only planet that floats?
Like Ivory Soap.
Just like Ivory Soap. Because this planet is made of Ivory Soap.
Oh, well, I didn't know that there was one made of Ivory Soap. I'm just going to take a guess and say Mercury.
I'm going to go Venus.
I'm going to say Jupiter.
Nope.
All right. Uranus.
Not Uranus, but I'm so glad someone guessed that. Believe it or not, Saturn.
Oh. Huh. Oh.
And not just because it's already wearing a life vest.
Right. I feel vindicated. Indiana University currently does not have a mascot.
All
right.
What would you make it?
That's why I asked what the mascot was, because then we can kind of figure out what the Hoosier is.
Because technically,
well, you can also just make one that's different, right? Stanford is Cardinal.
Yeah, and it's
but their mascot is just the Stanford tree.
But Cardinals live in trees. I could see some connection.
Well, you have the Crimson Tide, but their mascot is an elephant.
Oh,
mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just same a big
the
elephant.
A's used to be an elephant.
Big Al.
And what about Gritty?
Right. Some mascots don't match at all. Like I was talking about, Arsenal has Gunner Source. It's just a dinosaur and a Gunner's jersey.
We had Squatch for the Sonics.
I mean,
the
he most was kind of like a Bigfoot.
But the Sonics is kind of like, a tribute to Boeing. You know what I mean? Like supersonics. We're making supersonic planes. And like, yeah, Bigfoot can fly them.
Bowie's a troll.
It's the same
and
thing
we got a moose.
The San Diego
at a
chicken.
Baseball game.
Chicken doesn't make any sense.
But was he a mascot for he was team, just he, or was he just the mascot of San Diego?
He was
the
San Diego Chicken.
Yeah. He never actually served a purpose, but
anywhere.
He loved him.
Yeah.
The San Diego Chicken.
Oh, yeah.
Mike, he was unreal.
He was everywhere.
There was like a film of him, so if your team was ever in a rain delay, you watched the movie about the San Diego Chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I mean, when I was a kid, you'd almost cheer for a rainout.
And this week in baseball.
Right. There's the San Diego Chicken. All right, Frank, your question. What?
Goddamn legend.
I do declare.
I do declare. He used to, that was the only thing he would say.
Yeah, only thing.
Well, he was a chicken. He wasn't a foghorn.
All right, Frank, your question. What is Elmer Fudd's middle initial? If it helps, it's the same as Homer Simpson's.
Oh, Jay.
Boom. He just needed that Homer Simpson lifeline.
That's all I needed, sir. I appreciate it.
Yeah, all right, man. We'll talk to you soon, man. Good guys.
Game is a Big Dummy, 206-803 route.
Oh, you know what, Miles? The San Diego Chicken started out in a TV commercial for a radio station in San Diego.
That makes sense because we had the FM 100 duck.
Right.
Yeah. We had the duck, they had the chicken.
How do we not have the duck back?
I don't know.
I mean, people still go on about the duck. I had suggested to Castle that we just have someone dressed as a rock. You're literally the Rock of Seattle. God. Right, but it's just a guy wearing a rock outfit.
Yeah.
Is it any worse than a duck?
It's just a giant paper mache rock that we just bring
back and forth. Just put KISW on it, and it is the Rock
of Seattle. If we had somebody walk around as the Rock, he would get, people would love it.
Ooh, what if we hired the Rock, like, for one day?
Oh, God.
And you can officially be the Rock of Seattle.
I think people like the duck better.
Than a rock?
Yeah.
Why?
I just think ducks, man. People love ducks.
There's ducks everywhere. People here, look, we don't like Oregon.
Right? Correct. A lot of people hate the ducks.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Okay. This part of the country, man. Okay. Either you love a duck or you hate a duck. We're duck-hating folk here.
Can it be a
I do declare.
Maybe we could have the FM 100 beaver.
Why a beaver? Why not?
Well, you said it earlier. What about a marmot?
There you go. What are you? I'm a marmot. Can't you tell?
I want to get a picture with you. Get a beaver.
Like Cappy Bear.
Hello, Bill. Welcome to the men's
Cappy
room.
Bear. Yeah.
Hey, Bill, hola. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Bill, sober or not sober?
I'm on my way home.
All right, Bill.
Be upset.
I'll get there. All right, men's room poll, one side only. Mashed potatoes, sweet potatoes, stuffing, or green bean casserole?
I'm going with stuffing.
Stuffing, all right.
There we go.
Hold on, I'm responding to a texter here. I just want to know who else. All right, so what they texted in, basically, they said, gents, the traditional middle initial of all cartoons is J.
Like Bugs J. Bunny?
Maybe.
Never heard
of it. So I'm like,
Mickey J. Mouse?
Who else do we know has a J? We got Homer J. Simpson. We have
Foghorn J. Leghorn.
Mighty J. Mouse?
Yeah, Mighty J. Mouse.
That's real, Mike.
That's real.
We learned so much. All right.
King J. Kong?
King J. Kong, yeah.
Oh, no.
God J. Zilla. All right, in the movie.
Super J Man. Super J.
What? God J Zilla?
Yes, that sounds bad.
I think Godzilla's one name.
It is, yeah, but for the purposes today,
God J Zilla.
God J Zilla.
That's when you're mad. That's when your mom's mad at you. God J Zilla, get your ass in here. No.
It sounds like you're making.
Okay, what, mom?
It sounds like you're making fun of Jay Z.
Did you stomp down the entire city of Tokyo?
Yes, mom.
I'm sorry.
Get your ass in
there. They woke me up. You gotta stop firing your badass breath on all them buildings, boy.
Charlie J. Brown.
I asked you if you brushed your teeth. I saw you on the news.
Charlie J. Brown is good.
That's, well, now it sounds like an attorney. Yeah.
Charles J. Brown.
Call Ultra J Man on you.
I would trust Charlie J. Brown.
Spider J. Man.
Spider J. Man.
For heroin.
Injured in an accident. Charlie J. Brown.
Charlie J. Brown.
With the advocates.
See that urn? That's Snoopy. All right. It's been a while, bro.
Snoop JP.
There's no way Snoop is still
around. Snoop JP.
Your dog is dead, Charlie Brown. That's an upcoming Christmas special.
Oh.
Snoopy got hit by a car, Charlie Brown.
And now he's an attorney at law. Because he just couldn't take it.
Changed my life around. All right.
Right. Somehow Linus is in jail.
Yeah.
Where the hell's Woodstock?
Everybody wants to hang out with Lionel. You keep sucking that thumb, brother.
VD just sent us an article on the FM 100 duck.
Oh, no.
The duck costume weighed 75 pounds. It cost $1,500. I guess Steve West and Gary Crow might have worn it every once in a while.
75 pounds.
But it was inspired by the San Diego chicken. There was duck groupies, apparently, in the area.
Okay, then maybe I will wear 75 pounds.
A duck?
Mm-hmm. This one actually is true. Just came out on the text. Bullwinkle J. Moose.
Yep.
Oh.
Now people are saying Big J. Bird.
Look at this guy.
Stevie
Daniel
J. Gonzalez.
Danny O'Brien. He was the duck. Look at this guy.
Danny O'Brien the duck.
You would not let him babysit your kids.
No.
Oh, no.
Or even look at your wife for longer than 10 seconds.
Yeah, if you want your kids to get started on drugs at an early age.
Let me see your veins, kid.
You know what I should say? I'm sure he's a nice
probably
guy.
A decent
he's just
guy.
Shirtless and suspenders and has crazy 70s hair.
Yeah. All right, Bill, your question. In the Toy Story movie, how old was Andy Turning when he got Buzz Lightyear as a gift?
Five. Oh, man. Eight?
Six?
Seven.
Ah. Two? You don't get a two-year-old a Buzz Lightyear, Mike.
That's 11. Dude.
11.
Oh. Seemed odd. You put up devil horns for two.
Two.
Well, you play baseball. Two down.
We now have Fart J, Fat J. Albert, Optimus J. Prime.
Ooh.
Optimus Prime.
That sounds like a rapper.
Optimus J. Prime. It does.
Yeah. I'd go see him.
All right, your question. In the movie Saving Private Ryan, who played the role of Private Ryan?
Which one?
Oh, my goodness. Is it Mark Wahlberg?
Oh, both from Boston, but it's Matt Damon.
Matt Damon.
Killing me.
Snaggle J. Puss. I'm just reading what's coming in, man.
Snaggle
J. Puss.
No.
Big J. Bird. All right, your question. What is the least populated state in the lower 48?
Least populated. Nevada?
I'll say Wyoming.
It is Wyoming.
Yep. Where VD owns property. The Cowboys.
He owns property there. Doesn't even live there.
No, but he wants to go someplace where nobody is when he's done.
Oh, he found the right place.
Yes, he did. He's got a service road and everything.
He has a service road.
He doesn't even have that yet. Pretty sure that was already there. So the service road was there.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, my God.
For all the squatters getting up on those property.
All right, your question, Bill. Actress Roxy Roker is the mother of what musician?
I have not a clue. I honestly don't.
Miles. Roxy Roker from Good Times. Not Good Times, Jefferson's. That is the answer.
Don't date American women then. That's all.
Lenny Kravitz.
Oh, his mom was an actress.
Yeah, she was. So she was on the Jeffersons. She was the black chick married to the white dude that were neighbors of the Jeffersons. Yeah. Roxy Roker.
Nice.
Can you tell me anything else she acted in? I cannot. I cannot.
I think his dad was famous too.
Like a really?
Director, producer. He was somebody in the business.
So basically, he was born rich, stayed rich.
Yeah.
And now he works out in leather pants. Mm-hmm. All right, your question. What is 11 squared? What is 11 squared?
22.
Ooh.
121.
Mm. All right, she was in Roots, and then she was on Murder, She Wrote for like over a decade.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. Sorry, Roxy. I know you're cutting it up.
I didn't see a ton of Murder, She Wrote, but I'm going to live and say she was the black woman on the show.
Yeah. I think. Okay, who was she in Roots then? A black woman. See? That's how you change it.
You're right. That
went from V to A.
His dad was Cy Kravitz.
Cy Kravitz.
Yeah, he was a television news producer.
Ah, okay.
Scooby J. Doo.
Scooby J. Doo, yeah.
Oh, Philip J. Fry, yeah, from Futurama.
George J. Jungle. Fred J. Flintstone.
I saw Dora J. Explorer.
Pink J. Panther. All right. Like P.J. Diddy. All right. Here is your question. What is the name of Frasier's father's dog on the show Frasier?
It's not Moose.
Moose played him, didn't he?
Spud.
Oh. Eddie.
That's
Eddie.
One of the best actors on that show.
I listen to you every day, and I'm feeling like a... Yeah.
No, you're not doing it. You're on question six. Not the worst.
I mean, it's called Big Dummy, so even if you fail miserably, it's already been predicted.
Well, thank you.
And listening the other 4 days a week, I don't know that's going to help you at Big Dummy. I appreciate it.
Lay the knowledge out here.
All right, your question, and this is a very important question that we all learned in school. What is the name of Austin Powers' boss?
Wow.
Oh, his...
I'm so close.
His first name is an herb.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, this is... call me just a big dummy. I don't know.
Parsley?
Human. Basil. Basil Exposition.
Basil. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Basil.
All right, Bill, how are you at geography?
Give me a shot. Give it a try.
All right, well, great news. Geography question. Name two of the three states that border boring-ass New Hampshire.
Oh.
Two of the three that border New Hampshire.
I want to say Maine and Pennsylvania.
You got one.
Maine and Vermont?
Maine, Vermont, and Massachusetts.
Oh,
yeah,
gotcha.
I hope nobody's listening to me that I know.
You'll find out.
They are.
Oh, yeah.
No, they're waiting at the bar for you.
Hey, that's dumbass Bill.
Oh, Bill's here. Bill, we just heard you on the radio.
Thank you, guys.
We got you, dude.
Bill J. Dummy.
Oh, damn. I do declare.
Yeah.
All right, Bill, your question. What organ filters blood and helps regulate salt and water levels?
I cut out a little bit.
What organ filters blood and helps regulate salt and water levels?
Is it the kidney?
Yeah, it is the kidney. There it is.
Boom.
Very good. Elmer J. Fudd.
More of that Big Dummy coming up. Oh.
Is that, that's the one that brought it up.
Yeah. Oh, is it? Yeah. All right. I was just like, all right, there's a bunch.
They have Scooby J. Doo, Captain J. Crunch.
All right, how about this one? Patrick J. Starr.
Okay. See that? I would trust him as a lawyer as well. More Big Dummy on the way, 206.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
803 Rock.
99.9 KISW. The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
All about those sides. Coming up with the head chef. Intense meat and potatoes on the way at 4:30. In the meantime, the game is Big Dummy. 206-803 Rock. Steve, who is our next contestant, ready to play the big game.
Hello, Chase. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hello.
Oh, yeah. Chase, sober, not sober?
Not sober, but I want to give a shout out to the 884 in Bremerton and the owner, Susie.
Okay. Have you tried the Men's Room Holidays Holiday Porter yet?
I actually was the first one to actually try that.
That is a fantastic beer, if you can find it.
If you can find it, man.
Make sure you get one.
Yeah, that's fact.
So, if you actually want to find it, come down to the 884 in Bremerton, Washington.
That's one of the locations. That's correct, yes.
And there it is.
All right. Chase, someone's...
Also thrilled. My daughter's a Baltimore Ravens fan.
Really?
And I took
good
her,
for her.
I took her to a game, and she wore her gear, and that was phenomenal. So,
did you take her to a game in Baltimore?
No, it was here in Seattle a couple years ago.
I was there.
Me too. All right. Chase, what do you take it on your side? Mashed potatoes, sweet potatoes, stuffing, or green bean casserole?
Oh, stuffing for sure.
Stuffing's winning.
All right, Chase, just so you know, because your daughter's a Ravens fan, you can have all four of the sides. You can put them all on your plate. It's that easy.
That's fair.
All right. Here is your question. Elbows, knees, shoulders, or feet? Genuphobia is the fear of what?
Genuphobia.
Genuphobia. Wow. G-E-N-U phobia. So elbows, knees, shoulders, or feet?
Let's go with shoulders.
I'll go feet.
Nope.
Elbows.
Knees.
Knees.
In other news, there's people that have a phobia of knees.
So it's head, shoulders, toes.
Yeah, that's how they had to say it.
They only live in Alaska.
What, no knees?
That's right. You can't be around shorts.
You know, good point, man. Mm-hmm. Good call. All right, your question. In the United Kingdom, Charlie is slang for what drug?
Oh, man. Cocaine.
Okay. Wow, Chase, you knew that one.
Just acting like you said the test.
Exactly. Anyone here, Ted, you seem like the best source on this. If somebody asks if you're selling clear, what are they asking me if I have?
Morphine?
Dude, I don't know. I was talking to my wife yesterday. I'm smoking a cigarette. Apparently, I look like a drug dealer. So this woman walks up and says, can I bum a cigarette? I said, sure. And then a little bit quieter, she leans in and says, are you selling any clear?
Sounds like said, meth. Crystal meth.
That's what
I was thinking, yeah.
But I wanted to tell one, I'm not. But two, I don't even know what it is.
Mm. Maybe.
Well, which is amazing.
Do you know where to get some?
That's why meth has so many different names. Because I guess technically high test meth is like clear, like glass.
Okay.
Or comes out like shards.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock.
See, Ted, I told you years of meth use would come in handy on
this
show.
What did this woman look like?
I'm not kidding. I couldn't tell you because she wasn't wearing basically the like the ski mask, but the mouth is covered as
well. Is that the woman who came up when you were to bum a cigarette when you were talking to your wife yesterday? So, I was wondering what was going on with that
girl. So you saw her, right?
Yes, I did. She looked like a fairy tale creature.
Yes, she did. So she bummed a cigarette, like, so then leaned in. So are you selling any clear?
Baby, go down the third.
Yeah, I want to be like,
you know where to go.
You're within 50 feet of someone selling what you're looking for.
You could fall down on that street and get high.
Yes. Lick the sidewalk. You'll be good. Hello, Matt. Welcome to the men's room.
Ho, ho, hola, bitch, hola.
Hola.
Matt, are you sober or not sober?
Sober today.
All right, Matt, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, you get one side only. Will it be mashed potatoes, sweet potato stuffing, or green bean casserole?
Going with stuffing.
Stuff, nice.
You got any kind of special stuffing, or you just straight bread stuffing? People, there's oyster stuffing, and people come in all the different sausage stuffings, the pineapple stuffing.
I gotta be honest with you. I love cornbread. I don't like cornbread stuffing.
I do not like cornbread stuffing.
That is not.
I've had cornbread stuffing that was actually pretty good.
I've had oyster stuffing that my mother-in-law makes that is unbelievably good. And if
is there oysters in it? Or
there's oysters in it, man. Right. Yeah. So she makes a small batch for me specifically.
Nice.
I wasn't going to do it this year, but I knew you were coming. So,
and I'm like, cool. That's all I ask, man. All right. Here is your question. What author wrote the books Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, James and the Giant Peach, and Fantastic Mr. Fox? I think that's Yiddish for the S-bomb.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's not Roald Dahl, is it?
Boom!
Oh, wow! Nice job,
boom.
Matt. One and done.
All right, before we let you go with the big brain, and it is Roald Dahl, I do declare.
Nice.
Here is a true or false question for you. True or false, no only child has ever been elected president.
False.
It's true. No only children.
I mean,
we don't play only children in this country.
Nope.
They don't know how to deal with their peers.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
What about, are there any middle children presidents?
Sure there has been.
You think so?
Yeah. But the bulk are probably oldest or youngest.
I would think so. Hello, Jesse. Welcome to the men's room.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hola. Hola. Jesse, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober.
All right, Jesse.
Okay, get one side only. Will it be mashed potatoes, sweet potato stuffing, or green bean casserole?
I am taking all the green bean casserole. Nobody wants.
Oh, man, you're going to have a lot of it.
Yeah!
All you have to do is not invite Mike over, and you can have it all to yourself.
Oh, no, we'd have a big old bowl.
Okay,
man.
Let me think. Just real
quick. In place of the turkey, now, we've given you green bean casserole.
Now Ted, he talks a lot about the fact that homemade stuffing is a different level of stuffing.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. What if you actually made cream of mushroom soup and then added that soup to the casserole instead of the canned Campbell's variety? Do you think that that would be a better green bean casserole with real mushrooms?
I think the problem you'd run into, honestly, I think someone like me, I would think it's better. But if you are a traditionalist like yourself, Mike, I don't know that it'd be bad, but you'd be like, this doesn't taste the way I expect it to taste.
Okay.
It's like giving kids macaroni and cheese that's not Kraft
Think about this, next level. You go to Outback Steakhouse, right? You buy a bloomin' onion. Mm-hmm. You bring that bad boy back home, and then you cut it up, and you make that the onion topping on top of your green bean casserole.
It's
basically the same thing.
But sure. If you want to make it fancy, you can, but I'm with Thrill. I think most people want the taste of the
how they know
green bean casserole.
Right. All right, Jesse, here is your question. Peter, Ray, Egon, and Winston were the four main characters in what 1984 movie?
Oh boy. I'm drawing a blank, but I'm guessing it's that movie where they're on an island or something. I don't know.
Now
they're
on an island.
Who are you gonna call?
Ghostbusters! I do declare.
Oh man. Yep.
All right, Jesse, in what year was Pearl Harbor attacked?
Pearl Harbor.
It's a day that'll live in infamy.
Oh, my gosh. I want to say 37.
December 7,
1941.
Oh, man. All right.
All right, good question. We go to the world of Disney. In the world of Disney, who are Drizella and Anastasia? Drizella and Anastasia. Strippers.
Were they Cinderella's stepsisters?
Okay, yep. That's good. That's
very good.
Well done. Gave us Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK. Hello, Josh. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola. Sober Josh there. We hear you driving. All right, Josh.
Yes, sir.
One side only, mashed potatoes, sweet potato stuffing, or green bean casserole?
Mashed potatoes.
Mashed potatoes for the win.
All right, Josh, your question. What method of food preservation was invented for the British Navy in 1813? Was it canning, vacuum sealing, or flash freezing?
Can you say that one more time? I lost you.
And yet I heard myself twice. What method of food preservation was invented for the British Navy in 1813? Canning, vacuum sealing, or flash freezing?
Flash freezing.
Canning. Flash freezing doesn't show up until early 1900s with the bird's eye.
Because they had to have electricity, right?
Or just, yeah, you just need a freezer.
Super cold.
People didn't have them.
I'll stop it right here.
Hey, is your radio up, man?
No, that's his phone.
That's the phone. All right, your question. What were the names of the two doomed space shuttles?
The two doomed space shuttles?
Yep.
Let's see. The Challenger?
Yes.
And I don't remember if it was Discovery or Endeavor. We'll say Endeavor.
That was Columbia. It's Challenger and Columbia.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Quick question for you, Mike, from the text line. Does Mike like the green bean casserole with tater tots baked in? That's how I always had it. Have to admit, it's great.
Never had it with tater tots baked in, but that would be a decent addition, yeah.
I think you should give that a try. A
little potato in there.
Yeah.
I think that's combining two casseroles, though.
I do declare.
Well, it's like a Voltron casserole, then.
Yeah.
Tater tot casserole, green bean casserole.
I like them both, but keep them separate.
You think?
Yeah.
What's wrong with the tater tots with the green bean? Usually potato, crispy potato product being added to anything, but usually is not a bad addition.
It's not. I don't know.
You're a casserole purist?
Yeah, there's two different casseroles.
And you just don't stand for
it? Don't mix them.
Put tuna in there.
All right, your question. The protagonist in Grand Theft Auto, Vice City, was voiced by what late actor? Say he quit smoking 20 minutes before he died.
Okay. I love Jimmy, he was never on time.
James Earl Jones?
Ray Liotta.
Yep, Ray Liotta.
Ray Liotta, oh yeah.
I quit smoking cigarettes.
Ray!
You should have kept smoking.
You might as well. If he had known then,
yes.
Right, it'd have been like, I'm not quitting, dude.
Right.
It's all coming to a close.
What's the problem?
All right, in the movie Days of Thunder, what car is Cole told to hit first in the race?
I haven't seen that movie in like 30 years.
Just think about racing. I mean, there's only one car that's always at a race.
Yeah. Chevy Lumina?
The pace car,
yeah.
Chevy Lumina.
The Chevy Lumina. That was very specific, Josh. I like that.
Is that the actual frame of a NASCAR? Aluminum?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
But I remember when they were, they both rented a car and they were going to a dinner meetup. And they were playing bumper cars all the way there.
Yeah. Miles, I think generally the Chevy, that would be a... either a Corvette or a, what's the Chevy sports car? Camaro.
Camaro.
Okay. Like Camaro, Mustang. I think those are generally
right.
The supposed stock car.
Not frame. The Dodge Omni, like I was told all these years. All right, your question. Who became the first professional quarterback to pass for over 4,000 yards in a season?
Joe Montana?
Oh.
I'll guess Dan Marino.
It happened in 1967.
Oh, well.
Think about that.
67.
Your friend Tarkenton.
Joe Namath.
Oh,
no kidding.
Broadway Joe.
They played 14 games, and he threw for over 4,000 yards.
That's
amazing. They didn't have too high safety.
Right?
Yeah, no, I don't actually know. All right, speaking of racing, what seven-time NASCAR champion was nicknamed the Intimidator?
Oh, that would be Mr. Dale Earnhardt Jr.
No.
No, Dale Earnhardt.
No.
Oh.
No.
Yeah, Junior's a little Intimidator. An Intimidator Junior.
Jay Junior.
Yeah, Jay Junior. That's what they should have done with the Terminator movies. Terminator Junior.
A lot of people just call him Junior.
I've never heard anyone call him anything other than that.
Yeah.
And you just say the name Junior, and you know who you're talking about.
I like, sometimes, you know, those guys can still get in and just do, like, a race for the sponsor.
Yeah.
So he did one, I think, this year. Then on his podcast, he was talking about, he's like, no, 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 we sat down for more beer. Like, I don't race anymore. They basically just sat at the track ripping beers till, like, 3 in the morning.
Yeah, why not? Hell, I would. All right, your question. Paul Simon was the first musical guest on what TV show?
It's still on today.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday Night Live?
There you go.
Oh, hey.
Yeah, they started with Paul Simon.
Did you see him and Garfunkel had a reunion?
And I kept reading something like
dinner
Garfunkel was feeling bad for, I don't know what went down between the two of them. Maybe Paul just cracked one too many bad hair jokes or something, but Garfunkel's like, I feel bad. I haven't talked to him in how many years, but I didn't know they actually
went out to dinner. Yeah.
Oh, there was beef there, man.
What was their beef about?
Well, Paul Simon's a D.
I think Garfunkel was the one that apologized.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think he said some things about Paul Simon. He was trying to, in his words, break their soft rock image.
Okay.
So I think he's like, whatever the interview
he's
was.
He's a P.
Yeah, he's a douchebag.
What did Garfunkel, were they going to go hard rock or something?
I don't know.
They're soft rock image.
They wanted to be rock.
It's the music you're putting out. That's that right different song. Good Lord. Hello, Rob. Welcome to the men's room.
What's up?
Rob, are you sober or not sober?
I am sober, and I'm about to meet up with my fiance Jessica, because she picked the girls up from school.
All right. Okay, Rob. You get one side only on your men's room poll there. Mashed potatoes, sweet potato stuffing, or green bean casserole?
I'm going to have to go with the stuffing.
Stuffing's doing well today. Okay. Coming up with a marketing idea for Thanksgiving, right? People like stuffed animals. My stuffed animals actually have stuffing in them. Mm. You put them in the oven and they kind of blow up like Jiffy Pop. And okay. You rip that animal open and it's delicious
stuffing.
Could
just shape it like a bear and do a stuffing bear.
You know, I'm gonna make stuffing sculpture this year.
Yeah, seriously.
I'm going to try to sculpt a turkey out of the stuffing.
Just put it in the pan however you want.
I mean, they make the butter sculptures.
They do. They do.
Stuffing penis.
Stuffing penis, yeah. That's an easy one.
Give me the...
Is that a mushroom cap on top? All right, your question. Peter Wolf was the lead singer of what band during the 1970s and early 80s? Some of their hits included Centerfold, Freeze Frame, and Love Stinks.
Love Stinks.
The Beach Boys?
Jay Giles Band.
They got some good tunes, man. I don't think they got enough credit for being a great rock band.
They didn't.
Like House Party and all that stuff.
Sure, yeah. All right, Rob, in what state would you find Fort Donelson?
Fort Donelson?
Mm-hmm. I could volunteer a clue to you.
Is it an active military installation?
I believe so. You didn't catch that, Ted? I said I could volunteer to give a clue.
Oh, yeah, that's the clue.
Oh. Maryland.
Tennessee.
Volunteers.
Yeah, okay.
I believe that base at the bottom of dear old Rocket Top. I don't know that it is at all.
All right, your question. What is the name of the famous Christmas song sung by Mariah Carey?
All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Got it. Very good.
Aha.
Nice job.
Who declare?
You will hear it 1,000 times.
Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
Gobble, gobble, bitches.
Hola.
Justin, are you sober or not sober?
Sober, driving home.
All right.
Justin, do you know what you call a man with a 3-inch penis?
Ted?
Justin.
Oh, damn.
Damn.
Wow. How am I catching strays?
All right, Justin. Mashed potatoes, sweet potato stuffing, or green bean casserole?
You know, I'm going to have to go with green bean casserole. My sister-in-law, Megan, makes an awesome one. It has, like, sausage, some, like, I forget what the cheese is. I believe it's not Gruyere. I think it's Gouda.
I'll tell you what, man. If you want to give her a secret to make it a little better, just give her the one suggestion. Remove the green beans.
You know, it's not a bad idea. Add bacon instead.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The green beans ruin the whole green bean casserole. All right, here is your question. What does HIV stand for?
It's like a human... human viral infection?
You mean your doctor didn't explain it to you when he told you you had it? That's very terrible of him. It's human immunodeficiency virus. So that's HIV. Next question. What does AIDS stand for?
I guess I don't know that one either.
Autoimmune deficiency syndrome?
Acquired immunodeficiency syndrome, yeah. It's an acquired taste.
Like gin.
Gin, AIDS are all the same.
Jazz.
All right, the question, flour cooked together with fat, like butter, is known as a what?
That'll be a roux.
Roux, your vote?
Roux.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, there you go. Head chef's coming up. 10 sweet potatoes.
What's that?
I mean, enough butter, and I was going to say it also sounds like a puff pastry.
I'm sure that's the base of it.
Of puff pastry.
But you start with flour, use butter, and then to get puff pastry, back to something you brought up earlier, you use puffin.
Oh.
That's what makes the puff pastry puff, is the puffin bread.
Uh-huh. Mm. Head Chef coming up. Ted's Meat and Potatoes is all about those side dishes. The Head Chef on the way at 4:30. And we've got your emails coming up next from the Men's Room at KISW.com.